serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Rick Jackson's Country Classics is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. Quote today at progressive.com. And Rick Jackson's Country Classics. Now, I wonder if you can guess the not-so-positive connection between Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Tim McGraw, and Johnny Cash. And the answer is, they've all been arrested. Now, to be fair, some of the arrests are kind of funny. Others, though, not so much. You can find out more right now on our feature of Country Crime.
Somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maid, and he'll settle on down.
You can bet he'll settle down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
She was called a scarlet woman by the people who would go to church but left me in the streets. And with no parents of my own, I never had a home, and an 18-year-old boy has got to eat. She found me outside one Sunday morning, begging money from a man I didn't know. And wiped away my childhood. A woman of the streets this lady rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. Spoken to in town by very few, she managed a late evening business like most of the town wished they could do. And I learned all the things that a man should know from a woman not approved of, I suppose. But she died knowing that I really loved her. Off life's bramble bush I picked a rose. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught to be a man. This bed of roses where I'm living is the only kind of life I understand. This bed of roses that I lay on, where I was taught.
Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
From the redneck girls like me.
Gretchen Wilson. She was a bouncer at a nightclub, and that came in handy when she got into it with somebody on an American Airlines flight. And then when officials tried to separate them, she got belligerent with them, and so they arrested her. Later, they dropped the charges. And that's how she cleared the deck to be a part of our feature of Country Crime. Now, some of the songs you're going to hear today are about brushes with the law. Others are by singers who actually found themselves behind bars. And this guy is one of those, David Allen Coe, who in the early 1970s lived in a hearse that he parked in front of Ryman Auditorium, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, of course, where he busked for change every day. Tough way to make a living, but not as tough as his earlier life when after a series of crimes that included car theft, armed robbery, and more than a dozen arrests, they finally just sent him to prison in Ohio. There, he was attacked by a fellow inmate and he killed him. A judge sentenced him to death after that, and David spent 2 years on death row. But Ohio repealed the capital punishment law in 1964, so his sentence was reduced to life in prison. And somehow, years later, the parole board freed him, 1967, and he headed straight for Nashville. And there he got attention by wearing a glittery rhinestone suit and a Lone Ranger mask, and he became known as the Mysterious Rhinestone Cowboy. Eventually, though, he wrote big hits like Take This Job and Shove It for Johnny Paycheck and Would You Lay With Me in a Field of Stone, a great song by Tanya Tucker, finally securing his own contract where he recorded songs like this one. Top 10 hit for David Allen Coe on our feature of Country Crime.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white, pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star band, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
Goodbye, Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the P-Roll down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the goodbye, oh. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Well, of course, that's Hank Williams, who was arrested for drunken disorderly conduct in 1952, an act that finally forced the Grand Ole Opry to fire Hank, an embarrassment he deeply regretted and carried with him until his death in 1953. On the way, we'll lock down more of country music's most wanted on our feature of Country Crime.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
Country Crime is our feature, and in 1958, Merle Haggard was a prison inmate at San Quentin. when Johnny Cash performed there for the first time. He was so inspired by the Man in Black, he decided he, too, wanted to pursue a life in music. Merle said, "Anyone who can make a man forget where he is in a hellhole like San Quentin, even for just an hour, well, that's some kind of a miracle worker." But that's just what Johnny Cash did. And the Hag followed through on that idea, and one of his earliest hits was this song about a fellow inmate of his at San Quentin, and the song called "Sing Me Back Home." It's Merle Haggard and more of our feature of Country Crime.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up, say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, "Let my guitar play in friend in my request. Let him sing me back home for the song I here. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die." Recall last Sunday morning, a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, "There's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home for the song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive and take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home
This is Tanya Tucker.
This is Terry Clark.
Hey, everybody. It's Wynonna, and no one else on earth has a show like my friend Rick Jackson.
I'm Danielle Bradbury, and you're listening to Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed beneath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, "Son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die." I spoke not a word, though it meant my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The sky flows high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
My girl.
Well, the good news is, no, Miranda Lambert has never been arrested. However, she would have been if she'd followed through on that promise. And boy, did she come out with both guns blazing with those early songs like Kerosene and that tune called Gunpowder and Lead. That's Miranda Lambert with Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash coming up next on our feature of Country Crime.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on. That's right, you don't have to bend down and you don't have to touch them, which is why people can't stop talking.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins, and I'm never going back.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GARAGE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GARAGE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Some rain or flurries tonight. We'll see a low around 31. South winds quite strong at times. Chance of sprinkles Monday, otherwise partly sunny. Still breezy and highs in the mid-40s. Sprinkles or flurries Monday night with a low around 26. Tuesday, partly sunny, upper 30s.
Right now, 40 degrees.
98Q Country.
Cash has never been in prison, except as an entertainer, of course. But he has had several scrapes with the law. The most famous was his arrest for transporting cocaine across the border from Mexico to the U.S. He hid the drugs in his guitar. And he was also arrested for public drunkenness and wrote a song about it called Starkville Jail. And in 1965, Johnny was fishing in California, started a fire to keep warm, and then discovered too late that it had spread and got out of control. The fire burned 508 acres in the Los Padres National Forest, and he had to pay $125,000 to the U.S. government for damages. So Johnny knows what the world looks like behind bars, not only as an inmate, but mostly as an entertainer, having performed dozens of times at prisons across the country, most notably at Folsom and San Quentin, where he performed this song live in 1969 on our feature of Country Crime.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. It seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty, mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Dead man, friend, ain't living long like this. like sand could be. I want a lover, but I don't know how. I'm at the bottom of the jailhouse now. Ain't it been long like this? Can't live it all like this. Can I make that? You know the story about the jailhouse bar. Don't want to do it, but just don't get caught. They got them all in the jailhouse, baby.
Place where Johnny Cash, George Jones, and Patsy Cline are still hitting the top of the charts. It's Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Bet it ain't raining back home. Bet your sister's still on the phone. Bet mama's in the kitchen cooking fried chicken. That I hadn't done wrong.
Mama, don't you worry about it none, though. Everything's gonna be all right, Mama. They're teaching us a lot of new things in here, Mama. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't yesterday's May, wishing that the hay was all bale. I bet he's wishing we could go fishing, and here I am laying in jail.
Well, Papa, don't you worry about it none now. Everything's gonna be all right, Papa. They're teaching us a lesson today. We're learning pretty well, too. We've already learned a whole lot of stuff already. Things like,
there ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. And you don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change day. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman, and I ain't cut out to be no Jesse Jane. Down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good change. There ain't no good in an evil-hearted woman.
Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings, and those two were roommates for a time in Nashville. Always close friends, and they recorded that jam in 1978, Ain't No Good Chain Gang. And I've got Bobby Gentry next on our feature of Country Crime.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
Well, we really don't know what happened that day on the Tallahatchie Bridge between Billie Joe McAllister and the girl in this song, but we know enough to include it on our feature of Country Crime.
June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billie Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billie Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billie Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billie Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billie Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billie Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single. passing goodbye. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Jones got something cooking, and the Revenuers are looking to book him in this song called White Lightning, and more of our feature of Country Crime.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hill, lived my old pappy, and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down, and then you'd fill him a jug, and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, Revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking.
Ooh, white lightning.
Of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip and right away I knew, as my eyes bugged out and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-men, T-men, Revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
Well, a city slicker came and he said, I'm tough, I think I wanna taste that powerful stuff. He took one swish lug and he drank it right down, and I heard him a-moaning as he hit the ground. Mighty, mighty pleasing, your pappy's corn squeezing.
Ooh, white lightning.
The G-men, T-men, Revenuers too, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
He was on his way home from Candletown. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. And he woke that's right. But your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red. And he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause the